الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. After the last point that Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah mentioned in our book Narrative al-Islam, he followed with some explanations about a paragraph regarding what we had read. We had read about Nawaqid al-Islam, the things that mollifies the Islam of a person. This Shaykh rahimahullah mentioned only 10. We had ulama who said that Nawaqid al-Islam are more than 400. The things that spoil the Islam of an individual. We have scholars who said they are more than 400. Amongst them was Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz and others. But Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab has mentioned only 10. We've read the 10, but at the end of it, he made a point or some points that are very important for us to understand. And that is what we'll read today, inshallah. He says, وَلَا فَرْقَ فِي جَمِيعِ هَذِهِ النَّوَاقِدِ بَيْنَ الْهَازِلِ وَالْجَادِ وَالْخَائِفِ وَالْمُكْرَمِ وَكُلُّهَا مِنْ أَعْظَمِ مَا يَكُونُ خَطَرًا وَمِنْ أَكْثَرِ مَا يَكُونُ وُقُوعًا. فينبغي للمسلم أن يحذر ويخاف منها على نفسه. نعوذ بالله من موجبات غضبه وأليم عقابه. وصلى الله على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. الشيخ رحمه الله ولا فرق في جميع هذه النواقض بين الهازل والجاد والخائف إلا المكره. الشيخ سيد رحمه الله لا فرق في جميع هذه النواقض. All these things that nullify the Islam of the individual في جميع هذه النواقض. The point that if a Muslim supplicates to anything other than Allah, it is shirk and kufr. It is ridda. The person is a Muslim. He now supplicates to any other than Allah. Or he makes sihr, the form of sihr that results in kufr. Or istahza bi shay'in min shari'atillah. Or the person just with anything in the Sharia of Islam. Or karihaha. Or that the person hates something in the Sharia of Islam. All of these that we have read. He said, لا فرق في جميع هذه النواقض. He said, all these things that nullify a person's Islam, لا فرق بين الهازل والجاد. There is no difference between al-hazil, somebody who said them or did them jokingly. Somebody says he is joking. So he says or she says, I hate hijab, for example, jokingly. is la farq bayna al-hazim wal-jad. The person who says any of these things jokingly, or the person who is al-jad, serious about it. Jad, yani ma yakul, he means what he says. Somebody is serious, he means what he says. And like they say, he says what he means. If a person says that there is a particular way of life better than that of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, it is kufr. If a person says that meaning it, it is kufr. If wala farqa baynahu wa bayna al-hazil, there is no difference between that person who says it seriously and the person who says it jokingly. A person makes a jest at a thing of Islam, salat for example. Like those people we read about their hadith, the Prophet told us about, Allah told us about them in the Quran. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam went on Ghazwat Tabuk. So at the place where they were encamped, waiting for the battle to commence, the Muslims were making tahajjud. During the battle, begging Allah, Allah help us. Some of the Muslims started making jest at them. Look at their stomach. Look at their cheeks. Can this one fight jihad? By way of making jest at them. Look at their beard and all that. So Allah sent down the verse, called Kafartum. La ta'tabiru qad kafartu. They went to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam after the verse that declared their being disbelievers came down. One of them held to the reins of the horse. You know, a horse has reins. That is the rope with which the horse is ridden. He was praying, saying, O Messenger of Allah, kunna na'udu wa nal'abu. We were only joking and jesting. Allah says, لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. Don't give yourself excuses. قد كفرتم. Your being disbelievers is already established. بعد إيمانكم. After you had been Muslim. They said, we were only joking. نخوض ونلعب. We were not serious that they are stupid. We were not serious that they are this. We were only joking. Allah says, قد كفرتم. لا تعتذروا. Don't give excuses. You had already disbelieved Ba'da imanikum, after you had been Muslim. Why? The jest, they were making jest of it. That is why the ulama say, La farqa bayna al-hazil wal-jan. There is no difference between the joking individual and the serious person. How many times then have Muslims jested at the things of Islam? How many times have we been described with our beard like brush? How many times have we been called goatee by Muslims? How many times have women been called enabu by Muslims? How many times have Muslims called women who've been enabu? How many times? Allah says, لا تعتذروا. Don't give excuse that it was a joke. قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. You had already disbelieved. And that was why at the beginning of reading this book, we said, most of these things that we mentioned here are things people do, but they don't know that it makes them become too far. People do them, but they will not know the consequence of what they do. It implies that it is just appropriate that we let us know that in the rulings, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the implications of your statement. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah said, how many are those who run away from death? They run away, they don't want to die. But what brings them into the grave are the rulings of their tongues. They run away from death. But what brings them into the grave is what? Their tongues. Why? By what they say. Whether jokingly or seriously. So, how many times have mosques been abused by Muslims? How many times, like I said once, I was in a lecture once, long ago, not less than 20 years ago, a sister, the brother is now a professor, was discussing marriage to more than one wife. At the end of the lecture, she said she had a comment. Then she was in Part 5 medicine, the sister. She said, "Wallahi, I like everything about Islam except this polygamy." This statement is a statement of what? Kufr. Now, some people don't say that they have it in their heart. They have things in their heart that is inside Islam that they hate. How will you say you submit wholeheartedly when you still hate something? Your submission is not wholehearted. If a person submits wholeheartedly, when we are asked what is Islam, we say total submission. Is the submission total when you hate something about Islam? Is the submission total when you make jest at something about Islam? So, the Sheikh said, Rahimahullah, La farqa fi jami'i hadhihi an-nawaqid. There is no difference in all of these nullifiers of the person's Islam, bayn al-hadhihi, between somebody who is jesting, who does them or says them jokingly. Like a person says to his wife, he wants to make sale to her. Or to somebody, or to gain something. Perhaps he's saying it jokingly, but he meant to make a sale. Jokingly, it will not be considered, friend, that you are joking. So the Sheikh said, Rahimahullah, لا فرق بين جميعي أو لا فرق في جميع هذه النواقض بين الهازل والجار والخائف. So the person joking is not achieved. The person who is serious is not achieved. والخائف. And the person who is afraid is not achieved. How? The person hears that some non-Muslims are killing some Muslims. Like we heard and read in the news that some Muslims in Central African Republic are being persecuted. So, they've done so in Kosovo, Yugoslavia. They just take a place and then they begin to kill the Muslims. It is the sunnah of the world, the way the world lives. Whenever they feel uncomfortable with the concentration of some Muslims in a particular place, they organize and begin to kill them. They kill them also in China. When they do that, the rest of the human rights world will remain silent for some time. So that the deed will be well done. So, when a Muslim, for example, in Nigeria, he asks that some Muslims in Central African Republic are killed, he begins to say he's no more a Muslim. Because he's afraid that those people who killed the Muslims in Central African Republic can kill him. He begins to be afraid. So he begins to say, okay, let him slaughter for a Jew to protect him. This kind of a fear makes the person become a non-Muslim. Right. The person really scared. Or the person hears that now they want to start picking up every Muslim. Once you're a Muslim, you have a beard, the government will pick you up, for example. May Allah protect us from that. It had happened in the past. And it is happening in some parts of the world. And then the Muslim begins to fear. As a result, he says, oh, let him slaughter for a deen. So that he will be liberated from that. That fear that makes him slaughter for a deen, it has not removed the fact that what he has done is what? Kufr. What he has done removes him from Islam. So things like this are common. When people, because of fear, there is difference between fear and compulsion. That is why the Sheikh said, إِلَّا الْمُكْرَمُ, except the individual that is compelled. When an individual is compelled, it is different from when an individual is afraid. Somebody could be afraid of something. Compulsion, perhaps his job, his flaws, his change. The Al-Sheikh Abdulaziz Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, but imprisonment from Ikram, he said yes. So a person is imprisoned because he says, La ilaha illallah. And they said to him, if you don't renounce this statement, that's how we will imprison you, that's how we will kill you, that's how we will do this, that's how we will torture you. He can say it in his mouth, while his heart is fully fit for Iman. If a person is compelled, ulama even say if a person is threatened by a person who has the ability to carry out the threat, such threat also gives you the excuse. So two things. Threat that can be implemented. A person is threatened, and the person threatening him has the power to implement it. During the time of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, some of the scholars will be called in front of the king. They will be asked, Al-Qur'an, makhlukun aw ghayru makhluk. The Qur'an, is it creature? Is it a creature or not? Some scholars who say no, Al-Qur'an kalamu wahi ghayru makhluk. Somebody is waiting behind them to cut off their head. So in such circumstance, when you know that this person is threatening, you can really implement the threat. If you are in that condition, you believe La ilaha illallah, and you know that if you say no, I don't believe in La ilaha illallah, they will leave you. Say it with your mouth when your heart fully establishes La ilaha illallah. وَقَلْبُكَ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ. When your heart affirms Iman, your tongue saying the statement of kufr is considered under compulsion, under duress. Or they are not taking you before the king who will cut off a person's head. May Allah protect us. One of his policemen, like it happened to Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Madini, Ali ibn Abdullah al-Madini, also during the time of Imam Ahmad, and the Imam Yahya ibn Ma'in also. One of the police, Ibn Abi Du'ar, was living nearby Ibn al-Madini. So he called me, Kanya, you, what are you saying? Is the Quran a creature of Allah, or the Quran is the word of Allah? Say, we say what you say. What you say is what you say. The ulama explained this statement in two ways. We say what you say means what you have just said now is what I'm saying. Like, I'm asking you what you have asked me. I say what you say. Akulu ma taqul. I say what you say now. And that could also mean I believe what you believe. So those people understood from the statement of that imam, rahimahullah, that he was actually believing what they wanted him to believe. Ulama say on either of those cases is excused. If what he meant was making a statement that has two meanings, that I say what you say, is excused. And if he actually meant I believe what you believe, but he's only saying that on the tongue while his heart does not believe it. Because he really knows that Ibn Abi Duhad was among the people punishing the people in front of the king. So he could actually implement it. He could actually order that his head be chopped off. If he said because of that he believes what they say, there is no blame on him. So ikrah, compulsion, comes in two ways. It comes when the punishment is already on the ground. The person is being punished and he is asked about iman. That kind of a person is allowed to make a statement of kufr. Like they asking him, if we leave you now, will you not have for our genes? Say yes. When he knows that if he does not say yes, they can chop off his head, they can put him in the prison, they can chain him, they can flog him, and all of these things. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was flogged to the extent that he bled on his body. He was flogged and he was bleeding. So these are issues of compulsion. Now, ulama rahimahumullah say that compulsion has two forms. The first kind of compulsion is the compulsion when the punishment is on the ground. You know that when you don't agree with what they say, you'll be punished on the ground. Or you are just being threatened by somebody who is capable of implementing the threat. They have not brought the punishment, but they are threatening you, we will do these things, and you know that they are capable actually of doing it. Those are two ways of compulsion. Compulsion is also divided on the basis of al-inqita'u wa al-istimra'. Compulsion that is not continuous. They don't compel you, they took you to somewhere and compelled you and left you. After that time, they did not compel you again. You don't remain under that compulsion. Once they leave you, you can say the truth again. So this kind of ikram, the ulama refer to it as it's al-ikram al-jabim. Al-ikramu al-jabim. Continuous compulsion. Al-mustamir. It goes on. The other one is al-munqat, the one that cuts off. So when the compulsion is not continuous, you are compelled, and later you are left. This is munqat. In that kind of a case, you return to Imam in your heart and in your speech. But if the compulsion is continuous, for as long as the compulsion remains, you are allowed to, on your mouth, on your lips, say what you want by way of liberating yourself. The ulama say this one has three conditions. The first condition is that أَنْ يَكُونَ قَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنًا بِالْإِيمَانِ. His heart, iman must be there. It is what he is saying on the tongue that is alive, that he could make a statement that will liberate him. The second condition relates to that. They say, Allah yakuna li'irda'i ha'ula'i sifat. He is not making the statement to please them. He is rather making the statement to please himself. There is a difference between the two. Making the statement to please them and making the statement to please himself. So two conditions. One, iman must be established in his heart. The second condition, he must not be making the statement to please them. He should only be making the statement to be able to be free. And the third condition we give is that it must actually be under tahdid, under the ikrah. Because some of the people mix up between the state of compulsion and the state of fear. There is a difference between the two. You are just afraid, you are not compelled. The person is already making statement of people. That one is people. He has not compelled me. is just a phrase. So he started making statements of hope. That one is hope. He is called Christ. The other person is the person that has actually been compelled. They have compelled him now, either by flogging or by imprisoning or by saying we'll cut off your head or we'll shoot you or to the end. In that kind of a case, he has been compelled. Compulsion is established. And the verse that establishes this point, that the person who is compelled is free, is what Allah says in Surah Al-Tawbah. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, man kafara billahi min ba'di imanihi. Whoever disbelieved, whoever uttered a statement of disbelief, min ba'di imanihi, after having believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, illa man ukriha wa qalbuhu mutma'innun bil iman, except those people, man ukriha, who are compelled, wa qalbuhu mutma'innun bil iman, where their heart upon iman. So these people, they don't have anything, but those people who say and their heart say what they say, they are not satisfied. Ibn Shaykh said rahimahullah speaking, La taqa fi jami'i hadhihi al-nawaqis. In all of these things that nullify the Islam of an individual, la taqa bayna al-hadhil, there is no difference between the person who does so jokingly wal jahl and the person who does them out of seriousness wal qa'is and the person who is merely afraid. Inna al-mukrah, except the person who is compelled. The only person who is exempted is who? The person under duress. وَكُلُّهَا, and all of these things that nullify the Islam of an individual, مِنْ أَعْظَمِ مَا يَكُونُ خَفْرًا, they are from the most dangerous things. Very dangerous. Very dangerous, because it results the individual from being a Muslim. It results him to being a non-Muslim. He said, وَمِنْ أَكْثَرِ مَا يَكُونُ وُقُوعًا, and these 10 things, they occur a lot. He said they are dangerous. مِنْ أَكْثَرِ مَا يَكُونُ وَمِنْ أَكْثَرِ مَا يَكُونُ, it is amongst the most dangerous things, very dangerous, and they frequently occur. If you would remember at the beginning, Sheikh Ibn Baz rahimahullah has said that the reason why this Imam mentioned 10 out of the many things that nullifies the Islam of the individual is because they are what? أخطأوا أهل القرآن, they are most dangerous, وأخطأوا أيضا القرآن, and they are the ones that are most frequently committed, frequently fall into this thing. How many times have we heard people saying that they don't care, they learn, like we mentioned Kufr al-Iram, the Kufr connected to turning away. If I don't have time, do not sit down and be learning Fatiha at this my age, I don't have time. It is kufr al-i'rab. Because Fatiha, la yastaqimu deenuhu illa biha, his deen will not be established except that he knows Surah al-Fatiha. If the person turns away from knowing something, that his Islam will not be established except he knows that thing, he now turns away from it. It is part of kufr. Things that the person's Islam cannot be established except he knows it. Like salah. The individual knows he has to pray, but he says he does not have time to learn how to pray. That kind of attitude is an attitude that it takes somebody out of Islam. So what we say is these 10, it says, كلها من أعظم ما يكون خطرا. They are from the most grievous things that could have happened to anybody. ومن أكثر ما يكون وقوعا. And they are from amongst the things that happen to people most frequently. He said, فَيَنْبَدُوا لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ أَنْ يَحْذَرَهَا. Therefore, it is very, very important. It is incumbent upon the Muslim, أَنْ يَحْذَرَهَا, to avoid them, to run away from them. May Allah protect us from kufr. وَيَخَافَ مِنْهَا عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. He should be afraid that he should fall into this thing. I should be afraid of falling into any of these things. You should be afraid of falling into any of these things. We should be afraid, each of us should guide our iman so that we do not fall into any of these things. When a people make a guess at a woman, for example, women, that what they say about them, and you are laughing, your ruling is the same ruling with them. May Allah protect us. Does this happen frequently or not? If I don't carefully avoid it, and you don't carefully avoid it, yourself and I will fall into it many times. So he says, I am a Muslim, therefore it is important, it is incumbent for the Muslim and يحذرها, to be careful, to be wary of these things, to be aware of these things. ويخاف منها على نفسه. He should be afraid that he falls into it. This is the way of the pious. Our people don't think that they can fall into a sin. Righteous people. They don't think that they can't fall into it. You know what? They are the most pursued by shaitan. Because when you do it, many other people will do it. Most of what we say now, that these things amount to kufr, like witchcraft, bewitching an individual, and similar other things. How many of you will you tell the layman, Muslim, and he will not tell you, Shabi Afalabaja is doing it. Shabi Afalabaja is doing it. So when Shaitan grabs Afalabaja, he is happier than when he grabs a general person. He is happier. Because he knows that having grabbed Afalabaja, the Allah protector, many other people will just follow Afalabaja. They will just follow. So instead of him grabbing 3 to 4 people differently, once he grabs one person, 2 other people will follow that one person. So every righteous person is always afraid for himself that he should not fall into this. Likewise, the Anbiya, the ulama say the Anbiya themselves, they are afraid that they should fall into it, that their children should fall into it. They are afraid. And they were begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, وَجْنُبْنِي وَمَنِيَ أَنَّ عَبِدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Oh Allah, protect me. وَمَنِيَ أَنَّ عَبِدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. And my children, protect us from worshipping idols. Ibrahim. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. That is why Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Husaymin rahimahullah. He says, فَإِبْرَهِيم عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ يَخَافُ الشِّرْكَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. Ibrahim alayhi salam was afraid that he should not fall into shirk. Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَهُوَ قَلِيلُ الرَّحْمَانِ. Allah told us in the Quran, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَهِيمَ قَلِيلًا. Allah made Ibrahim his bottom friend. Yes, يَخَافُ الشِّرْكَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. Ibrahim was afraid not to fall into shirk. He said, وَهُوَ قَلِيلُ الرَّحْمَنِ. And he's a bottom friend of Allah. وَإِمَامُ الْحُنَفَاءِ. And the leader of those who declare Allah's oneness. فَمَا بَعْلُكَ بِنَا نَحْنُ إِذًا. مَا بَعْلُكَ بِنَا نحن إذا what about us؟ فأنا أقول فما بالنا نحن إذا what about us؟ One of the scholars said also, he said إبراهيم الذي كسر الأصنام بيده. Ibrahim who broke idols with his hands, he took the ark and he made them under the disaster, he brought them down and he placed the ark on the shoulder of the biggest amongst them, Ibrahim alayhi salam. وألقيت النار من أجل ذلك. Because of shirk, he was thrown into the fire. Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was protecting Tawheed. He was preaching Tawheed. As a result, he was thrown into the fire. ما ذلك يقول في دعائه لربه. Even at that, while he was supplicating to his Lord, he was saying, وَجْنِبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنَّ عَبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Oh Allah, protect me and my children. Don't allow us to worship any other thing apart from you. فَإِبْرَاهِيمُ خَشِيَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. Ibrahim was afraid for himself. مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْأَصْنَامِ. He was afraid of worshipping idols. لِأَنَّ الْقُلُوبُ. Because the hearts of men, بَيْنَ أُسْبُعَيْنَ مِنْ أَصْرَبِ الرَّحْمَنِ. They are in between the two fingers of Ar-Rahman. وَلِأَنَّ الْإِنسَانِ. And because we human beings cut your wind, the individual may go astray by the huda after being guided. فَكَمْ مِنْ عَالِمٍ ضَلَّ. How many persons have we seen who are learned but went astray? وَكَمْ مِنْ تَقِيٍّ فَجَرَ. How many do we know are righteous? The other day they become idiots. They become sinful people. When takata, they fall and became unrighteous. But the insan, the individual, the person, لا يأمن ولا نفسه من الزيج والضلالة. He should not feel secure from being a shake. Human beings, لا يأمن ولا نفسه من الزيج والضلالة. He should not feel safe from sleeping and brain astray. May Allah protect us. Any person, we think it. Yesterday, they were learned people. Yesterday, they were people saying there is nothing that is acceptable except Islam. I remember vividly while we were in the university. There are brothers who set up something like a bank. You bring your money, they keep it for you. When you want it, they give you back. If you want to loan properly, they give it to you. When you have it, you return it. At that time, all they were saying is that we hate interest-based banking system. We hate interest-based banking system. Wallahi, all of them that I can remember now worked in the banking industry. The banking industry they had condemned yesterday. They worked in it. All of them. As I can remember now, they worked in the banking industry. So, al-insanu la ya'manu ala nafsihi min al-jizhi wa balal. Don't think you are safe. All you need to do every day is wasabbit aqdamana, wasabbit aqdamana. Oh Allah, keep me firm. Oh Allah. If the anbiya, prophets of Allah are begging Allah to keep them firm, what about me? So that is why the Shaykh said, rahimahullah, فَيَنْبَغِي لِلْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يَحْذَرَهَا. It is important for the Muslim to beware of these things that nullifies the individual's Islam. وَيَخَافَ مِنْهَا عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. He should be afraid. If a brother marries a sister, after 2 years they didn't have a child, 3 years they didn't have a child, by the fourth year, I'm sure the mother of the sister will start asking the sister what will happen. In fact, the mother at the end of the fourth year, no child, no pregnancy, they will call her, come, what is happening? And the parents of the boy too will call him, Afa, what is happening? After the second year, the third year, no children. Because by the fourth year, you'll be telling them, inshallah, inshallah, they'll be accepted. The second year, you tell them, inshallah, they'll still accept. After the fourth year, they will start going around for you. The Allah protector. They will start going to people. We know what they do. And they start bringing things to you. Wallahi, you have been preaching against these things. You have known certainly that these things are bad. You are sure that these things can lead you to people. Can make Allah hate you. Can make you die and end up in hell forever. But by the time they begin to pressurize you with these things, you may not be certain when you take it from them and you use it. May Allah protect us. So that is the reason why each of us, we must understand. It is Allah that gives children. He says, وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ ذُكُورًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. Allah says, يَهَبُ. Do we not hear what he says? يَهَبُ. I give as a gift. Gift. Riba. Children is gift. Or a gift. How many adults who don't want children? Allah is still giving them children. I have a brother who told me, he said he goes away from his wife. Because once he said this, I should be pregnant. He used to call her, he said to me, he said, this woman, I touch and go. My very elder brother. He said, this woman, I touch and go. Meaning, once he said this, I should be pregnant. Allah's gift. And how many are there? How many, my brothers and sisters, who daily, every day. I know a brother, from when I'm 12, 13 years, he didn't have a child. More than 12, 13 years, he didn't have any child. Now he has four children. Now he has four children. Allah gives children to us. Allah gives us children as gifts. If you have only money, yashaa'u inatha. I give whom I like. I give them girls. Wa yahabu liman yashaa'u dhukur. And whomever I like, I give them names. I use them with whom? The Quran and Inasa. Or I combine them so that they will be boys and girls. I read in the paper, a woman gave birth to four children. One time, quadruplet. Look at how you call them. Quadruplet. Four. One time. In the same month. Four. And we still do not believe that it is Allah that gives children as gifts. I know a woman. She gave birth to twins three times. She gave birth to triplets two times. Who gives the children as gifts? Three flags, two times, twins, three times. Then one, two times. One, twice. Three flags, twice. Twins, thrice. One of the grandchildren of that woman is here. One of the grandchildren of that woman is here. Who gives children as this? Wallahi Allah. Whether you want it or not, he will give you what he wants to give you. It's not a function of I want or I don't want. And when you like, you does not give anything. When you like, you does not give anything. We are giving this because one of the things that leads people to shirk and kufur now, like children, I don't know. The second thing is political office and money. And not a political office. You explain it. If Allah has not written that you become a political officer, that you will not become. That is a prerogative of Allah. The way day and night is for Allah and no one. Likewise, holding public office is in the hands of Allah. We know the verses in Al Imran. Allah says, Malik al Mulk, Kulillahumma Malik al Mulk, Tu'til Mulk man tasha, wa tanzi' al Mulk min man tasha, wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tu'izzu man tasha, biyadika al khair, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah is the one who does this case, my brothers. Allah does it. Likewise, money or zak. It is Allah that gives wealth. Nobody gives wealth except Allah. What did he say in Isra about wealth? Ma nasha'u liman nuri. What is the beginning of the verse? Says, man kana yurid al-hayat al-dunya. Man kana yurid al-ajla. Ajalna lahu fiha. Ma nasha'u liman nuri. Anybody who wants this dunya, ajalna lahu fiha. We will give ma nasha'u, what we want, liman nuri, who we want. Is it ever? Allah says, I give what I want to whom I want. I give what I want to whom I want. Why do you need to be a kafir because you want to be rich? Why do you need to go and start plotting for jeans because you want to be rich? Why? Because you want a job. Why? When those things actually come from nobody but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you are truly a believer, Allah says, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you truly believe in Allah, your dependence should be on Allah alone. When we were younger than this, we had friends who would come to school with pens that they taken to places. They teach an exam. How is that? Many of those, you take them, you know what people say, they will make pages for you, for them. They are very dead in their brains. I know people like that. Their parents will be taking them about. The times that they will engage that child in positive learning at home, they will be taking the child about. Call it down, my winning. Ogun for you, let that child die there now, you say. Yeah, you talk. Because you see, it is Allah that gives it. Pray to Allah. When Zakaria alayhi salam needed a child, what did he do? Rabbi habli min ladunka waliya. Oh Allah, give me a child from yourself. When Imran needed a child, what did he do? Allah, give me a child. It is Allah that gives children. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he needed a child. Allah, it doesn't care. Allah doesn't care your age, your time, the money you have, whether you don't have money, he gives anybody he likes. That was why he gave Ibrahim when he was already an old man. Old. Over 70. Don't say over 80. Ibrahim. He gave back to Ismail. Not only that. He gave him natural. His heart. He asked for one. He gave him two. He asked for one. He gave him two. Give him Ismail. When he did something that Allah was pleased with, it, I say, I give you another one. Take, now feel like that. Allah is the one who gives all these things. The reason we are making all these is, many people, sisters, who've seen it before. A sister that went to Kwari, sister to Kwari, her parents, her mother, who took her there, was thinking that she was failing exam. So they took her to go and wash your head. The person who washed the head, all his children are dollars. I know him very well. All his children are dollars. And he is washing somebody's head. Dolph Talib wal Maklu. Wama Kadaru Allah Haqqa Qadri. Those you go and meet, they are weak. You are weak too. All these things are in the hands of Allah alone. Allah, and if you beg him sincerely, he will give you. Yes. If you beg Allah sincerely, he will give you. All you need to do is to be patient for the time that he will give you. Allah will give you. If you trust him, You ask him, he will give you. All you need to do is to be patient for the time that he wants to give you. I have a friend, 13 years, no chance. 13. He has 4 now. 4. I know him, he was very close to me. Very close to me. We were discussing this matter. She looked at me to say, my son, I said, before I gave birth to you people, I was born for 7 years. But she was the one who begged to be free. She said, I don't want to have children again. After she had been bearing for 7 years. I said, you never told me before. I said, she said they didn't tell people that until circumstances like this. She's 78 now, 79 years old. We don't discuss. She said, look here, let me tell you. Do you know before I started giving birth to you, 7 years I was born. And I've never known a man until I married my husband. Today, girls know men before they marry husband. And yes, they're in a hurry. Yes, they're in a hurry. So they, girls don't marry until they become 29, 30, 35. Because they want to have PhD first. And we all know in modern biology, quote unquote, the older a lady becomes, the more she becomes prone to not having children. Even a lot of women, when they say all these things, they say it in the mouth. A lot of women don't marry out their children early. Actually, if you had a master, you have forgotten biology. Actually, if you have PhD, you have forgotten. And scientifically also, children that you are giving birth to by women at younger age, they are more intelligent. Children that we are giving back to the women at young age are more intelligent and physically stronger than the children that we are giving back to the women of 29, 30, 35. And now we are in the generation of fibroids. Most of what women eat now, sisters, when they want to say, hey, their husband likes them, so you used to take me to Mr. Rick, you used to take me to a spicy. All those things they are eating have deposits in their stomach. And they are predisposed to a lot of things, such as fibroids. One of the causes are the kinds of food we are eating in our own generation now. That women are falling in love now. Is it not that they are falling in love now? All these things when shaitan makes istakhwada alayhim shaitan. Fa'ansahu zikrallah. When shaitan comes on their head, they forget all these principles. Most a lot of us now don't marry their children out early. Is there anything that says a woman cannot be married and still go to university? Is there anything that says it? There is nothing that says it. In fact, they are about the best students now in the university. Married and still schooling. They take their book. They take their work. No distraction. If you are a boy, no distraction. Because this generation is a distracted generation. If you buy a laptop now, if you are not careful, Windows XP cannot work on your laptop, are you? So what you have, the Windows you have, 2010 or 2013 or so, what does it have on the screen? Before, when you boot, the system will boot to desktop, where you have your file, you start working immediately. Now, when you boot to news, you boot to football, you boot to talking, Facebook, this is where you boot to now, play. You don't boot to work again, you boot to play. Unless you now decide that I don't want to play, I want to work. Before, you boot to work. You now play when you want. Now, you boot to play, you now work when you want. Where is it coming to? Where are we going? So it deserves that every individual is conscious of what he is doing or she is doing. Otherwise, the brain will just carry the individual and go away. And it's not leaving anybody behind. So let's not anybody take me and say, come now. At the 3:10, have you seen it again? You know, at the 3:10? There's a name in the Bible to call it. Do you see it again now? Now is the form of pressing the face. That is. And you know what that means? Everybody is on net, online. Cheap. It's very cheap now. 1,000 naira, Glow will give you a month. You do what you want on the internet, on your phone. You say it is Android, this, that. You'll be pressing it. Everybody is busy doing nothing. It's busy doing nothing. You are not doing anything. A man is going out of his house to the office. He is telling his wife in the chat that I have reached office. It's waste of time. Before now, men did not used to do that. Women did not used to do that too. In fact, it has become such that when you don't do it, the women are thinking that you don't like them again. What kind of generation is this? So there are a lot of distractions. People are saying it is difficult to memorize Quran now. Yes. And that's why if you don't bring your children to start memorizing Quran from the very early age, there may be trouble. I tell you, once the person grows up and becomes busy with all these things, he may find it difficult. The Quran does not stay in a busy mind. Take it. The Quran will not stay. When you want to memorize, you must remove busy, remove it from your mind first. That is when the Quran will say, La Sharik Allah. There is not one Sharik. So, فَيَنْبَدِي لِلْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يَحْزَاهَا. It is important for the Muslim to beware. وَيَخَافَ مِنْهَا عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. Fear that you may fall in. So that you consciously be avoiding it. Don't do as people are doing. Do as Allah and His Messenger have ordered you to do. The Sheikh said, Rahimahullah, نعوذ بالله من موجبات غضبه. We seek Allah's refuge from the things that brings Allah's anger to the individual. وعليم عقابه. And to His severe punishment, we seek Allah's refuge from them. وصلى الله على خير خلقه محمد. We beg Allah's peace and blessings upon the best of the creatures of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad alayhi salatu. What does this word mean, Muhammad? The most praised individual. Somebody asked me, what is the meaning of Muhammad? Muhammad means the most praised individual. Nobody is praised like him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell me the individual that when they mention his name, they say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not even Jesus. And they say amen. But when they say Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa salam, we must say something. And when we say what we say, it's a statement of praises. We beg Allah to raise his statement, we beg Allah. He is the most praised individual. The second evidence of his being most praised, alayhi salatu wa salam, is that when all human beings, awaluna wa akhiruna, first of us, and the last of us are gathered on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah would have brought the sun close to our head, and our brains of human beings will be boiling, except those Allah places under His shade, the shade of His arsh, may Allah put us there. He said, human beings will be going from one Nabi to the other, from Adam to Nuh, Nuh to Ibrahim, Ibrahim to Isa, to Musa, Musa to Isa. All of them say, leave us, go to another person. Until we reach the third, we reach the place of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll ask him, please come and beg Allah to judge. Don't to pass judgment. Let judgment start. It's like a prisoner in the prison waiting for trial. He doesn't know guilty or not guilty. He is not even having an opportunity to say that. He's just there himself. Awaiting trial. There are people who await trial for 10 years. Do you know that? Or even more, they are still awaiting trial. May Allah protect us. When mankind, they are waiting Allah to judge, they will go to the Prophet Muhammad. The Prophet said, I will go in front of the Arsh. He said, I will make sajda to you. And I will praise Allah with statement that He will teach me that time. But now I don't know it. When that time comes, Allah will teach me how I will praise Him. And Allah will say to him, alayhi salatu wa salam, Sal, ya Muhammad, tu'fa. Ask a messenger Muhammad, and he shall be given what you want. And he will say, oh Allah, judge the people. That state, that condition is what is referred to as maqamun mahmud. The status of praise. Because everybody is looking forward to him. So Muhammad is the most praised, alayhi salam. Muhammad is the most praised, alayhi salatu wa salam. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa salam. Wa alihi and his family, wa sahbihi and his companions, wa sallama, and Allah's blessing. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. That is the end of the book. Nawaqid al-Islam. We beg Allah to make us understand better than it has been explained. If we have questions, we should ask them. Last week, okay, this one. Tawaddu. Alaykum salam. Two types of ignorance. Frankly, I thought of explaining it in detail, but I saw, because of another issue he also promised to explain today, I should leave Al-Uzr bin Jahl. But let's mention a bit about it. Al-Uzr bin Jahl, some people will be pardoned for ignorance. Because the ulama say, لا تكليف على المكلف مع الجهل. There is no legal responsibility on an individual when he is ignorant. But the ulama say there are two types of ignorance. Ignorance that is inescapable. He just can't deal with that ignorance. Somebody was born in far away area where people don't know anything about Islam. So he became a Muslim and he's there. He doesn't know anything. He just knows that he's a Muslim. He's just praying. In fact, those who took Islam to them are those apart that are also doing things. He didn't know anything. So he thought that is all about Islam. He wants to know correct Islam. But he can't know. He does not have a way of knowing any other thing. Such persons will be excused for their ignorance. But the ignorance that will not be excused are ignorance of those who have every ability and chance to know, but they have refused to know. That ignorance will not be excused. They have every chance to know. They have to start with them. They can access, today in our generation, everybody is carrying a plate now. You can go on, you can ask anybody anywhere in the world about anything. To such persons, they don't have excuses. So don't say, I'm busy in the office, you know, Allah didn't send you office. You are the one who sent yourself. What Allah has sent you that you must not be a kafir. We chose to work in our various offices. Allah did not obligate working in a hospital for anybody. But any person who works in the hospital doesn't mean that it is wrong. That's what we are saying. What we are saying is putting things in their right places. Allah commanded you to know about Him and worship Him. So if you leave that for something that He has not commanded you, who do you blame? You blame yourself. You blame yourself. The office you are working in, you go for courses to improve your skills, don't you? You go for training courses, you go for upgrading. They grade you. Even soldiers, do you know? They go for courses all around the world. Do you know that soldiers are very educated people? Very educated, I tell you. When you are taught, if you speak to an army colonel, or you speak to an army general, you are very intelligent people. They go to courses up now and then. It's not only about shooting guns. They are very intelligent people. So when they go to a court and come back, they promote them. When they go to a court, you know his degree? He has PhD in law. He has another degree. Dumbazo, he was a very intelligent. He has been working in America for many years, many times. After he left the, Chief of Defense Staff or Army Staff, Chief of Army. Which office did he own? Chief of Army or Defense. Chief of Army Staff. He's been invited many times to the US to address the American army. Dumbazo. He was very intense. Read about him. Go on the next. Think Dumbazo. Read his paper. Very intelligent people. Let him come now and doesn't know how to perform Salah. All those degrees will turn against him. We will turn it against him. So, he has taken degrees, first degree in law, second degree in law, third degree in law, and all that. But you are not careful about how to pray. Not knowing how to pray now, for him to say he was busy with degrees will not now be excused for not knowing how to pray. I hope you understand what I'm saying now. So when a person, two types of ignorance, ignorance as a result of nonchalance, and ignorance that is inescapable. Ignorance that is as a result of nonchalance is not forgiven. As a result of I don't care, Allah will hold that person responsible. May Allah protect us. But ignorance as a result of inability to know any other than what we have known, Allah will excuse because now you can live for Allah and understand Allah. I hope the matter is clear, inshallah. And that is not only applicable to matters of halal and haram, it is also applicable in the matters of aqidah. Because there are some people who think that issues of ignorance being an excuse is only for those matters of halal, haram, you know, I don't know how to pray, you know, these things, rather than issues of belief. It also includes issues of belief. It includes issues of aqidah. In fact, ulama, people like Sheikh Bin Baz say, rahimahullah, that those who differentiate between these two things, they are bringing innovation. Allahu a'lam. Alaykum salam. Doctor, let's move.
The two children and the six children.
Maybe I should mention the first three first before you depend on you. It is very dangerous for people to say that. It's common among Yoruba, but I tell you, if you check very well, those things will be started by Christians. The Muslims will take it from them. When they ask the king, watch. They can say Sekiba again. They can say power. Sekiba. You know what I mean? Huh? They spoil our name deliberately. So that we hate them. So somebody will not like to be as a me. Ibrahim the same bro. Watch them, don't allow them. You know, suffer. Family. Do you spoil Jesus? When you say Jesus, do you spoil the name? We will not spoil it. But whatever makes you not to spoil that name is the same reason why you must not spoil Abdul Jalil, our Jalil. So Those expressions come usually from non-Muslims. That is why, like the author said, we all must be careful not to be falling into these things. Otherwise, we'll be falling into it. People say to us, they only be rubbing that to talk back to you. Verse of the Quran, are you getting with that verse? You want to indicate that the person is misbehaving all around. It is the verse of the Quran that you mentioned. أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَحْتَحْزِنُونَ Is it Allah's sign you are joking me? Or his messenger? What is the point of this? In the Rabbin now. So let's be careful. He also said when people say something to you, you detest, and you say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ Some people will say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ كَوْ أَعُوذُ بِالْكِرُونِ Stop saying that. It is not a uzu be lying as a lie that people say. I know somebody at a point in time, he used to say, wallahi na lie. If he is asked to swear, he say, wallahi na lie. He did not end well though. He has died now. Yes, during MSS, TMC crisis, when people are fighting, during the MSS, during the TMC, doing that. That was the time we were in MSS too. And people were fighting themselves, fight! People will carry blood to hit on people's heads. Yes, ask the people, those who were in vaccines, late 80s to early 90s. TMC, MSS, in the name of organization. Is it Islam we are fighting for? It is society. Exactly. It was not Islam. So, during this session, when the brother said, people who know what I'm saying know the person I'm talking about. When he said, brother, I said, well, I'm alive. He became a madman before he died. I saw him when he was mad. So, please stop that. Don't joke with the signs of Allah. You should know that there's a sign of Allah. I also deny from the verses of the Quran. So let's be careful about how we joke with these things. Jokes especially, let's be careful about jokes. And we have heard now that it's no difference between the person joking and the person who is serious. So our religion actually deserves and demands seriousness from us. May Allah make it easy for us. We've really been making the religion a thing of death. May Allah protect us. He said, when some men joke and say they want to marry one wife or two wives, their wives will say, marry five, marry six, marry ten, marry ten. By way of scorn, you know, they scorn the man. They want to vote him. My brother, one of the things I'll advise you is, especially if you have only one wife, don't joke with that thing again. Don't joke with a woman that you marry more than one wife. Don't make it a thing of joke. It upsets them enough. And you must respect people's feelings. It's not easy for them. One of the scholars was explaining this point. He said, when Allah says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالِ وَهُوَ قُرْهُ اللَّهُ Allah has enjoined us to fight war. وَهُوَ قُرْهُ اللَّهُ Even though it is difficult for us. My brother, is it easy to cut somebody's head? It's not easy, you know? So when Allah commanded the companions to go and fight in the battle, they were doing not the easy thing. Neck, cut neck. For them are required. It's not easy. And some of those people they want to face in that battle and their fathers and brothers. Yeah. So companions face their fathers, their brothers, their uncles. And they know what I kill him, he's going to Jahannam. It's not easy at all. Ulama say that is the same way women see on these matters we are talking about. they think his heart. But the way the men will accept to go for jihad and they must not run away, that is the same way women must be patient regarding this matter when their husband makes a decision. So in that case, don't make it something, men should not make it things they joke with. Or after men, especially Yoruba men, they use it to scare their wives. When the woman is not doing well, they say to her, you go see, I go marry another one now. Don't do that to a woman, you spoil her the more. You say, you go marry another one, marry make I see. So you start spoiling her. Don't make it something you use to punish your wife. Likewise, don't make it a thing of Yoruba men, they open their houses with new wives. When they build their house, they say, like, they want to buy new shoes and wear new clothes. They say, as I build this new house now, the thing will fit and I make a put a new wife, you know. Nah, don't do that. So you may not actually need to marry another wife. If you don't need to marry, why do you want to marry? You just want to get one to feel among. Don't let it be like that. Let it be a conscious attempt if you want to. And don't make it a thing that you begin to try the iman of women with it. It's not, they don't find it comfortable at all. Brothers, let's take note. Especially brothers with one wife, those jokes are common amongst them. Saying you have one wife, which day are you going to marry the second one? Any day Allah makes it easy for him. So may Allah make it easy for us. Last week, one of the questions was not concluded about al-hukm bighayri ma anzal Allah. I've always explained, in our classes that it does not include, it does not preclude the rest of the people. Ruling to say when a person rules by other than what Allah has revealed. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ Whoever refuses to rule or implement what Allah has revealed, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ We say usually when people discuss this matter, they don't know that the way it involves the ruler, that's the way it involves the rule. It involves everybody. So one of the brothers wrote and said, we've not seen this one in the book of Tafsir. You remember that section? And I said, they exist. Ulama have said it. That you have not seen it does not mean that it does not exist. So, I will explain last week, giving an example. If a man or a woman commits zina, فَقَدْ حَتَمَ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ That person has ruled with other than what Allah has revealed. What Allah revealed is لَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا Don't go near zina, okay? So the person who goes near and then even commits zina, فَقَدْ حَتَمَ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ That person has ruled using something different from what Allah has revealed. If that person does it thinking that, Shaitan deceived him, he feels sorry, or he knows that it is not right for him to do it, it is just a sin. Kabir Amin al-Kabai, one of the major sins. May Allah protect us all from zina. Zina is a very dangerous thing. It destroys. And it opens the door to greater evil. So it will just be a major thing. But if the person who commits zina thinks that it is right for him to commit zina, it is halal for him to commit zina, that person is a kafir. حَكَمَ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ كَافِرٌ Because al-hukmu بِغَيْرِ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ can be kufr that takes somebody out of Islam, and it can be kufr that is major sin that does not take somebody out of Islam. Which ulama refer to as kufr, duna kufr. Kufr that is not the kind of kufr that takes the people out of Islam. I remember I explained like this also last week. Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz rahimahullah in Al-Afilat al-Najdiyah published by Dar al-Athariyah Dar al-Athariyah in Oman. He explained this same point like this. And there, brothers, the example he used is the example of zina. He said, rahimahullah, أَمَّا إِذَا كَانَ حَكَمَ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. But if the individual حَكَمَ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ, rule or implement other than what Allah has revealed, لِهَوَاهُ, because of desire, يَكُونُ عَاصِيًا, he will be a sinful person, مِثْلُ مَنْ زَنَى, like the person who commits zina, لِهَوَاهُ, because of his own desire. La ministish lal. Not because he considered zina to be what? Halal. So the Shaykh differentiates between the person who considers zina as halal and the person who does zina by way of following his own desire. If the person considers zina halal, it is kufur. But if he is just following his desire, the Shaykh calls him aafi. But he used it as an example of what? Man hakama bi ghayri ma anzala Allah. He said it again. Listen again. Amma idha kana hakama bi ghayri ma anzala Allah li hawahu yakunu asiyan mithlu man zana aw mathalu man zana li hawahu la min istihlam, not because he considers zina as halal. He says, after walidin, or the person who disobeys his parents, min hawa, because of desire. He says, wa qatala, and the person who kills, min hawa, also by following his desire, yakunu asiyan. If a person does any of all of, or all of these, that person is what? Wrongdoer, sinful person. But he's using all this as example of what hakama bi ghayri ma anzalallah. Amma idha qatala mustahillan. But if a person kills another person, considering killing a person to be halal, after walidayhi mustahillan, or he disobeys his parents, considering it halal, yaitukihima, he disobeys them this, aw zana mustahillan, or commit zina by considering that zina is halal, kafara, that's the same disbelief. What we are saying is that the Shaykh did not say, the Shaykh includes other things too, as part of Hukmu Bidayrima and Zalam. That occurs on page 30 of the book, Al-As'ilat al-Najdiyah, compiled by Adar al-Asariyah, published by Adar al-Asariyah, by Shaykh Abdul Aziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz. The same thing Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah. He says, Al-Qulatatu Samari La Farqa Inda Nabirna Hakimin. There is no difference in our view between the ruler Yahkumu Bidayri Ma Anzalallah, who is ruling using other than what Allah has revealed, Wa Mahkum, and the rule يَعْقِنِ بِدَيْرِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ, who is implementing what other than what Allah has revealed. And the footnote, it says, وَهَذَا عَصْلٌ عِلْمِيٌّ, and this is a very knowledge-based basis. يَبْصُلُ أَنْهُ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ الْمُكَثِّرِينَ. Many of those who declare people as kafirs because they are not willing by what Allah has revealed, يَغْفُلُونَ عَنْهُ. They don't mind. They abandon it. They don't pay attention to it. وَيَتَنَاسَاهُ. They behave as if they don't know it. Or they pretend to forget it. كَثِيرٌ مِنَ الْمُبْدِيِّينَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Many of partisan people, ignorant people also, they don't pay attention to this fact that ruling by other than what Allah has revealed is not only restricted to the hakim, it also includes who? Al-Mahkum. We find that in Al-Asulat al-Shaliyah by Sheikh Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani. That occurs on the 64th page of the book. Likewise, Shaykh Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Likewise, Al-Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah. These ones are established. They are established. Others to say, but I think what we have mentioned, what we are here, is suffices from those two imams of our generation. Rahimahullah. So you can take other issues. Because I promised that I was going to give particular references. Last week I said, although I wasn't certain, I said Sheikh Yahya al-Najmi said it. Adi, it was Sheikh Abdussalam Barzi. He has a whole tape explaining this point. Abdussalam Barzi. He explained the point that Hukm Bidayn Ma Anzal Allah is not restricted to leaders. It includes both the leaders and the led. And it includes all kinds of things in the two ways we know. Some aspects of it can be kufr that takes somebody out of Islam, and some aspects of it can be major things. Allahu Alam. Those who think that sense, if they still have any issue, I mean they should raise it now. If anybody still has any unclear point about that question, that certain degree of Allah includes those who do things, if the person needs fasting, for example, in the month of Ramadan, how can I be very mindful of Allah? What Allah has revealed is that to يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ هَذَا حُكْمُ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. This is the ruling regarding what Allah has revealed. All of us should fast in Ramadan. If the person refused to fast in Ramadan, فَقُلْ حَكَمَ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. One of the problems that I think brings about this is, or are two. One, a not too good knowledge of Arabic language. Because Allah says, well, man is qidratul umum, anybody. Lam yahkum bima, ma again is qidratul umum. It's that if a word that includes everybody, well, man, anybody, lam yahkum bima, who has not implemented what Allah or whatever Allah has revealed. So it's not restricted to rulers alone. I think this point is okay here. There are other issues, but let's stop here. From those two comments. There are others. The other discussion was even more explanatory. And Imam al-Qurtubi in Al-Jami al-Ahkam al-Qur'an, when they said the first Kutubu Tafsir, I say Tafsir, if you want to take Tafsir on matters like this, the first book of Tafsir you check, because it has to do with Ahkam, it's Al-Qurtubi. Al-Jami al-Ahkam al-Qur'an. You take all the matters. It's not always easy to reject something and say it does not exist. So, before people sit here, they do work though. They work before they come and sit here. May Allah forgive all of us. The next question, or the last thing, it says, what? Forms of government. Okay. Government that is established through means that the Sharia prohibits. Are those governments valid in Islam? Islam does not support democracy. Because it gives rule to man. But a simple answer. And rule belongs to Allah. Democracy gives rule to man. That is a major problem Islam has with democracy. There are other issues. Democracy equalizes between the good and the bad in the society. Between professor and ignorant person on the street. A professor has a vote. The other man too ignorant on the street also has a vote. So when a professor who votes Mr. A These knowledge now, who don't know anything also, we both need study. So you use a knowledge-based person, you put him equal with the other person that is not knowledge-based. It is not natural. It is unnatural. We were talking about the last army staff or something long ago. You bring him in front of somebody who is ignorant, doesn't know anything. And you say, one vote, everybody one vote. Woo! These are some major problems Islam has with democracy. Nevertheless, people vote and bring somebody in as a leader. If the leader valid, is a valid government. Every authority, every government that has authority is valid in Islam. The means of reaching that office is another thing. When he finally becomes the leader and he has authority, respect him. Islam recognizes it. Don't just talk about democracy when people vote. Ceteris paribus. When people vote and bring in somebody. You know what I mean by ceteris paribus? All things being equal. But we know the reality there. So if they bring somebody in, Islam recognizes that government. What about a person comes? He fights all the Muslims, he fights the people, and he finds his way to power. Does Islam recognize that? The ulama refer to such people as al-mutajallibu, the one who overpowers the rest of the people. Yes, Islam prohibits overpowering people to power. The one the power is established for him, Samina wa Afana. In fact, Islam prohibits that after that person is in power, another person comes to contest that power with him. Islam prohibits it. The Prophet said it, alayhi salatu salam, in a hadith in Sahih Muslim. He said, once you have offended, you agree upon that one person is your ruler. If a second person comes to challenge your ruler, kill that second person. The Prophet Muhammad says, when your affairs are agreed, you have one person in the front. Another person comes and challenges that offense. We don't want you again. Go. He drinks bomb, he drinks these bombs. He says, no, go away. That second person, catch him and remove him. Otherwise, blood will spill on the earth. So Islam does not support people overthrowing a government. Islam does not even support you to come in the public to abuse government. Islam does not support a human being coming out to say, this government is bad, is stupid. Islam prohibits it. One of the things that brings evil on the earth most is when people abuse their government. And amongst the people that are at cost are leaders that cost the followers and followers that cost the leaders. So, when a person like you ask, more directly, finds his way to government, who respects, we obey. Why he makes laws that do not contradict the laws of Allah? We obey. Why he makes laws that contradict the laws of Allah? We avoid obeying him. When we don't have a choice, and we know that you have authority, you can give yourself to say, okay, Darura, sorry. Let me give you the example. You know he can deal with you. He will catch you now and throw you in the Myanmar protector. Islam, religion will be difficult to practice in a state of insecurity. This is what Islam is. And there is nothing that brings insecurity like contesting governance with governor. With ruler. Ha, they can go to any length. They protect their power. They say some people are trying our country and so we have ordered that the army should go to speak this, that. They sing national anthem to India. Don't contest power with people in authority. Don't. They ask the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say, what if they deny us our rights? The Prophet said, alayhi salam, give them their rights. وَسَلُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي لَكُمْ. Ask Allah for your own right. Our rights, when they deny us, we should still give them their rights. We should ask Allah for our own rights. And one of the ways Allah punish people is that He give them oppressive leaders. When you have oppressive leaders, know that it is your handiwork. When we change our handiwork, Allah will give us good leaders. The kind of leaders we have in our communities are the kind of people that we are. Is it not just one of us that went there? You say you can speak English. How many people finish WAEC and even anywhere else you can speak English well? 12 years ago, somebody I told him, serving, I told him, write a letter. If you see the letter, a traumatic boy should not write that kind of a letter. And he has graduated from the university, NYSC. Why are you complaining that people don't speak English well? You should not complain, just one of you. You know how you've been getting jobs? Have people been getting jobs from merit? Sometimes those who come into a university on merit are less than those who come to university through the back door. Unfortunately, now we have private universities everywhere. Whether you have this credit or not, you graduate. Whether you can write your name or not, you graduate. So one of those 10 people is the one tomorrow that will become anything. Inna Allah Allah is there in the mighty calling. Atta is there in the room of the entity. Allah will not change the problem people fall into until they change themselves. If you want to have good leaders, be good. If you want to have good leaders, be good. Allah will give you good leaders. If you ask me, Allah will give us, I say, Allah will give you good leaders. If you are good, I am good. She is good, he is good. If it's not one good, I become the leader. But when he is bad, I am bad. Or there are more bad people than good people. Most likely, because democracy, more bad people. In a game of numbers. May Allah protect us. We talk here, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك. Next week we take questions and answers, inshallah. Amin wa anshallah.